Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, August 14, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
How clean energy projects can manage political risk. As the global transition from fossil fuels to renewables accelerates, green energy project organizers must develop strategies for managing political risks. With the world still far from achieving carbon neutrality, political risks remain one of the most significant barriers to the expansion of renewables. Nevertheless, renewable energy adoption has advanced considerably in the U.S., aided by falling green energy prices, federal incentives, and state mandates. Each situation is different, and entities like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ BIN-I, that can no longer count on U.S. federal government incentives to support buyers of electric vehicles now have to look for innovative solutions. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
State Roundup. Moore earmarks $17 million for school energy efficiency. Maryland a target for Trump's deportation action. State continues to pose challenge for renters. Governor Wes Moore earmarked $17 million for school energy efficiency projects in Maryland, nearly half of the previous year's allotment. Maryland faces challenges with Trump's deportation actions targeting the state. Renters in Maryland struggle with affordability, needing more than twice the minimum wage for a one-bedroom apartment. Democrats hope to revive the Baltimore Red Line project despite financial concerns. Governor Moore's approval ratings are slipping due to anxiety and economic worries. Senator Van Hollen welcomed home a Baltimorean freed in a Trump prisoner swap. Senator Alsop Brooks will co-chair the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation's conference. Frederick Mayer defends his record against two challengers. Annapolis mayoral candidate Bob O'Shea highlights city struggles at campaign kickoff event. Ben Jealous was fired as executive director of the Sierra Club. A man charged with vandalizing Israeli flags lost his job at Johns Hopkins Hospital. B2i Digital named marketing partner for 12th annual Roth Solar and Storage Symposium. B2i Digital Inc. has been selected as the marketing partner for the 12th annual Roth Solar and Storage Symposium, taking place September 8 to 10, 2025, in Las Vegas, Nevada. The event, known for bringing together industry executives and investors in renewable energy, will feature one-on-one meetings, fireside chats, and keynote presentations. Approximately 30 companies will participate, offering insights into the solar and storage value chain. B2i Digital will promote the symposium to its 1.3 million investors, showcasing all participating companies and sponsors. CEO David Shapiro expressed excitement for the event, highlighting the importance of focusing on the renewable energy sector. Registration is by invitation only and subject to approval by Roth Capital Partners. For more information, visit bdigital.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.